Welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real. And the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Thursday evening, July 24th, 2025, and we have a lineup of local and regional headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Santissimo Taco brings an authentic taste of Mexico to Brickell's bustling business district. Santissimo Taco, a new fast casual concept in Brickell, is redefining the taco experience in Miami. Rooted in authentic Mexican recipes, the restaurant offers fresh tortillas and a menu crafted by a maestro taquero. With a focus on accessibility and value, Santissimo stands out in a neighborhood known for upscale dining. Co-founder Jose Luis Cerrato Villegas aims to bring the warmth of a Mexican taco stand to Brickell, catering to professionals and residents alike. Open daily, Santissimo's Taco Tuesday deals are a hit, offering two tacos for the price of one. Whether grabbing a quick lunch or meeting friends after work, Santissimo Taco delivers a vibrant and unmistakably Mexican experience in the heart of Miami's bustling business district.
Washington Monument, Boonesboro, MD, 1935, A. Aubrey Bodine. The Washington Monument in Boonesboro, MD, was erected in honor of George Washington on South Mountain, Washington County, MD, and recently restored by CCC Boys. Boonesboro completed this monument in one day on July 4, 1927, becoming possessors of the first monument in the United States to honor George Washington. A. Aubrey Bodine, a renowned pictorialist, captured this iconic monument in a photograph. Bodine's artistic ability and craftsmanship in photography set him apart, with his work exhibited worldwide. His belief that photography could be a creative discipline led him to experiment with various techniques to create stunning images. To learn more about A. Aubrey Bodine and view his extensive collection of photographs, visit www.aubreybodine.com.
Sonepar and Klein Tools donate $8,004 to the Bob Woodruff Foundation. Sonepar and Klein Tools have donated $8,004 to the Bob Woodruff Foundation in support of veterans. The donation comes from proceeds of custom Klein Tools plier sales, with funds going towards programs for wounded veterans and their families. The limited edition lineman's pliers, featuring the American flag, are available exclusively through Sonepar Company branches and websites. This partnership aims to provide vital services like housing assistance and mental health care to military veterans and their families. Sonepar has also established partnerships with over 25 military-focused organizations to support veterans, reservists, and military spouses in its workforce. The collaboration between Sonepar, Klein Tools, and the Bob Woodruff Foundation will continue annually to show appreciation for the military community.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.